This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The starts and sits for week two. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P. Joe P. Zappia. With me today is Derrickson, and it's you. And it's week two, the stardoms, the sit-ums, everything in between. We're going to talk about all of those guys, as always, here. And we just came off an amazing live stream on our YouTube channel. If you haven't already, go subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we're doing that start-sit live stream where we can answer your questions directly. It was super fun. And I just want to bring this right over from that show to this show as a public service announcement. Before we get to all the starts and sits, we took, and by we, I mean Andrew Erickson and I, more start-sit questions on Kareem Hunt than I could possibly fathom. And all that told me is two things. Number one, people are somehow still unsure, and the market's still unsure about Kareem Hunt, who was the RB5 last week, who all he does is get fantasy points and red zone looks and catches passes in an offense that doesn't do anything else to use the running backs. And also says to me that you could probably go out and make a trade for Kareem Hunt right now. Andrew Erickson, was that the big takeaway for you as well from that last hour of start sit we did?
Yeah, I don't understand what the question marks about Hunt is. All he does is score fantasy points. And I get, like, you know, all the opportunities aren't there. He's the number two running back on his team, but he's the one that he actually played a higher snap share than Nick Chubb did in week one, actually. So if you're just shocking, if we're just counting snaps, then Kareem Hunt is the RB1 of the Browns. But it doesn't matter. Nick Chubb rushes for 100 yards every single week. He doesn't catch any passes. And Kareem Hunt gets the goal line work and catches all the passes. So that's the offense for Cleveland. Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, never Amari Cooper.
That's it. Yeah, it's funny. Because D-Bro, like, I'm so incredulous about it all. And people are so upset and freaking out about, you know, the Mike Williams thing and Cortland Sutton. And we're going to get to all those guys and all that stuff later in the show. But then when something goes well, why is it that people can't enjoy themselves either? I don't understand.
I don't get it, Joe. I mean, I think, like, everybody's just discombobulated after week one. They're like, oh, all the players that I loved, oh, I hate. Now I don't know who to love. It doesn't make any sense. I can't understand or even fathom the idea of, like, what is so hard to understand about Kareem Hunt? It's the same thing every year. Chubb gets his 20 to 25 carries. Kareem Hunt comes in and he says, I score all the touchdowns. And yeah, like, this is, watch,
I'm an RB1 too. Look at me. It's like, these seeks. Look at me. I'm an RB1. I'm Kareem Hunt. Look at me. Here's the thing. There's also a good chance he's going to get traded to a contender at some point in time in the next 6 weeks. You think, and then so? His value is going to be through the roof. Go get him now. So anyway, We're going to get to the rest of this because I am fired up already. As you can tell, the boys are also. We are ready to rock and roll. We're going to give you the starts and the sits. Before we do, I want to remind everybody, too, if you need extra help with your teams, you got to go over to My Playbook and use the Start Sit Assistant that makes setting your lineup for all your teams an easy task. The tools that allow you to instantly view your team's optimal lineups, recommendations based on the expert rankings. You can even update your team's lineup straight from Start Sit assistant without even visiting your league host. And I know a lot of you out there last week were already saying, I'm fine. I've got four leagues, five leagues, whatever you got. And you realize, oh, this is a pain. Make it easier. Get to my playbook. Use the Start Sit Assistant. Make life easy. And remember, it's at fantasypros.com/myplaybook and only premium subscribers get it, which means go to fantasypros.com/offers today, make a small deposit, and then get 6 free months of that glorious premium Fantasy Pros goodness. Get the Start Sit Assistant, get into the touchdown contest. We're going to talk about that later too. Get into our Discord, hang out with us and talk football. It's so many positives. fantasypros.com/offers and the Start Sit Assistant at My Playbook. You can now download the My Playbook app too, making your life easier. That's what we're trying to do. Winning fantasy football championships and making your life easier. These are all good, positive goals to have in life.
Start or sit?
Let's start here with the running backs. I'm telling you, I am fired up. I am ready to go. Let's start with some of the guys that we want to start this week. D-Bro, why don't you kick things off? Take us through the running backs you feel really good about starting in week two.
I mean, one of the guys we're talking about, and I know I drew parallels to Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb prior to going live, but I'm all in on Aaron Jones this week, man. We're hearing rumblings out of Green Bay that LaFleur is like, wow, looking at the stat sheet, we should have given Aaron Jones more work last week. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. LaFleur. You should have.
Cramming and up your cram hole, LaFleur. That's what I would say.
Well, you know what? They're going to be cramming the ball in Aaron Jones' belly this week, and it's going to be fantastic, baby. Because Chicago, San Francisco, before Elijah Mitchell went out last week, he was ripping them apart. And if you look at Aaron Jones last year in the two games they played against the Bears, he was RB10, RB8. Right now at ECR, he's outside the top 12. He is going to be comfortably inside my top 12 running backs for the week against a run defense that, look, they showed last year you can run on there with 26th in explosive run rate. Considering we're going to see targets out of the backfield for Aaron Jones, yes, I'm in for it, man, because his snap share, he was the leader of this backfield last week. A.J. Dillon just happened to get more high leverage touches, but that's going to move back to Aaron Jones this week. The second guy that I sound like a broken record, guys, but stop me when I'm wrong. Stop me when he stops scoring touchdowns, because we saw it in week one and nobody wanted to hear it. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a must start. I have him inside my top 20 running backs. He's RB17. ECR is catching up a little bit. They got him at RB20 last time I looked. And this all comes down to, if you didn't start him against the Chargers, what the hell are you doing? Because this team showed that they are going to give up rushing production. Josh Jacobs just didn't get a ton of work last week. He ran for 5.7 yards per carry. Clyde Edwards-Helaire looks like he's back to being pre-gallbladder messed up Clyde Edwards-Helaire with 2.88 yards per after contact per attempt in week one. Starting running back, one of the best offenses in the NFL. Yes, you should start him. You should start him, Joe.
Okay, so that's two. Give me the third guy here. You feel really good about starting this week.
Well, I talked about Josh Jacobs. I might as well just keep leaning into Josh Jacobs. And for somebody that I was out on in draft season and I was like, do not draft this guy. Don't do that. You don't want to hurt yourself. Now we're into the season and the lights are on and we're looking at defensive matchups. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire destroyed who? Oh, that's right. The Arizona Cardinals last week. If Josh Jacobs gets 20 carries in this ball game, he is going to crush. And looking at Jacobs' efficiency metrics in week one, he was outstanding, guys. I mean, we're looking at the running back in the NFL, Josh Jacobs, that was sixth in yards after contact per attempt, third in missed tackles forced. He was first in PFF's elusive rating. Now, you marry that with a Cardinals defense that gave up points at will last week to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, as well as they were 31st in explosive run rate last year. Jacobs is going to smash this week. He gets the work. It's going to happen.
Now, you mentioned about if he gets 20 carries. Well, last week, he only got 10 against the Chargers, okay, which is a defense that I remember last week you liked him as well. Now, I'm somebody that doesn't have a lot of Jacobs. I think I have one or two shares because it just fell so much where I just said, well, is my RB3 okay? I'll do it. But you make a good case for Arizona. Erickson, I want to bounce this over to you. Josh Jacobs in this matchup against Arizona. I know last week he only had 8 half PPR points. How do you feel about Jacobs in this matchup against Arizona at home?
Well, you mentioned the 10 carries that Jacobs had. The Raiders were losing almost for the entire game. Yeah. They have the fourth highest implied team total this week because the Cardinals cannot stop anybody. on defense.
No,
their defense is so bad. So I think if the Raiders are playing with a positive game script, now you enter the territory where Josh Jacobs can get 15, 16, 17, 18, 20 carries, and then you see it play out with great efficiency. No defensive line in week one allowed more yards before contact than the Cardinals. So Jacobs is going to be running through big holes, even behind a horrible offensive line, because the Cardinals' defensive line is just as bad.
Fair enough. All right, let's go to the guys then you want to sit. Tell me two guys that you're worried about this week, Debra.
Who's starting Najee Harris confidently?
Confidently, please. That's a problem. But the problem is you've made a first round investment in him. So it's really tough without clarity to not want to put him out there. I get it.
I mean, if you got, so I'll put this, I'll swing this back to you, Joe, before I give my spiel on Najee Harris.
Are you going
to
use my Kareem Hunt against me already?
Would you start Kareem Hunt or Josh Jacobs over Najee?
Not Jacobs, but okay. Kareem Hunt, I would strongly consider it because I don't like the variables of the injured guy who I'm not 100% sure of, but that's different because that's a guy that finishes a top five running back. And my expectations for Najee Harris is that he finishes a top five running back. Like that's why I drafted him every week. But I didn't draft him, but I drafted Justin Jefferson. But continue.
But at what point does the draft capital and all like what we invested in draft season need to go out the window considering concerns,
now,
matchup? Well, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You need to be sitting now. Najee Harris. Like with the foot issue, and I'm sorry, I do think that the foot issue is real. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are full of it. But even if you get past the foot issue, okay, the Patriots look like they could have a real run defense this year as opposed to last year. After week one, they're top five in damn near every defensive line metric that I care about. You marry that with Najee Harris running behind an offensive line that, for the second year straight, is 25th or lower in adjusted line yards, second level yards, and open field yards. All these things mean that Najee Harris is not going to have anywhere to run. And Trubisky wasn't targeting him out of the backfield. You look at his routes per dropback, targets per dropback, and route run, they're all abysmal. So, foot injury, decreasing targets, bad offensive line, improved run defense he's going against. I'm having a hard time understanding why people can get around in their heads to be like, Najee Harris is a really good play this week.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick 'em contests against other people for the shot at winning over $150,000 in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb that leaderboard for your shot to win big money every single week. You can always test your skills versus the house at 20x your entry, and if you hit all your picks, boom! Bet on the top five player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sporting league, whether it be NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR 2. Sign up today with promo code PROS. Again, that promo code is PROS at NoHouseAdvantage.com or download the app in app stores and get your first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined because it's not just how you play, but where you play. So make sure you're playing at NoHouseAdvantage.com. And when you do, use that promo code PROS. Again, that promo code is PROS to get that $25 deposit match. And now, back to the action. Give me the other guy running back you want to sit this week.
This is low-hanging fruit, or Joe-hanging fruit, as we like to call it around here. Ezekiel Elliott, baby. If you've got other upside options, like you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or you got Josh Jacobs sitting on the bench, players like that, hell, maybe even a Travis Etienne, then you need to seriously consider sitting Ezekiel Elliott, because you look at the splits when Dak Prescott's not been in the lineup, volume hasn't gone up, efficiency hasn't gone up, their offensive line is in shambles, and the Bengals were fourth in yards after contact per attempt, allowing the fourth lowest last year. It's a tough sell to put Zeke in my lineups this week. I'd rather take the upside shot on wide receivers or any one of these other running backs that I just mentioned.
It's funny. I've got Zeke even lower than you and the consensus. I'm at 27 on Zeke right now, which I'm just trying to find the silver lining here of how I get there. Erickson, we just took a lot of questions too, where Zeke was like that flex question. And I don't remember us picking Zeke in any of them with these scenarios. And Debro's just laying it out there. If you have a good wide receiver, play the good wide receiver. Is that where you are at as well when it comes to Zeke this week?
I have Zeke outside my top 30 running backs. So I'm not even lower than you guys.
I'm going to bump him down. I've got him at RB 21, but I've got to drop him.
I got him at 27. Some. You've got him at what, 30?
It's like 33. He's wow. down. I mean, I don't want to start him. I didn't want to draft him. Like, because he was dependent on the offensive situation. And
it's
when
like 1 week,
when you see it crater like this with Zeke, it's because we were only drafting him because he's on Dallas and Dallas is good. Oh, we love Dallas. Oh, and now they don't have the quarterback. Oh, now we hate Zeke because this is going to be a disaster. We've already seen Zeke play without Dak in 2020. It was a disaster. It's going to be a disaster. And maybe Dak comes back and maybe it'll be okay. It probably won't be, but I hate it's being touchdown or bust. Like, that's how it is with Zeke. You're just hoping that he scores.
All right, let's play a little game. Who should I start at the running back position? And of course, we're using the Who Should I Start tool, which is free over fantasypros.com/start. Again, fantasypros.com/start. You could use the Who Should I Start tool, which is absolutely 100% free. I did this yesterday before my brain started to, you know, absolutely just kind of, you know, I don't know, peer out of my ears from the last hour of people asking me, should I start this guy over Kareem Hunt? But here we go. I'm going to do another one because it was already in there. Rashad Penny or Kareem Hunt. Who would you rather start this week, Andrew Erickson?
I'm going to go with Kareem Hunt because he's going to score fantasy points.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. That's two for two. Derek Brown, who would you rather start this week, Kareem Hunt or Rashad Penny?
Bro.
Against bro. San Fran. Come bro. On.
This is a bro question. Bro. This is a bro question bro. From the stream.
Bro. It's a, no, bro.
No, the bro question from the stream was, should I start Justin Fields or Patrick Mahomes, which I bro'd the hell out of that guy.
Dude, I mean, if Justin Fields just rushes so for 100 hard. Yards, like... a couple touchdowns, maybe you can
oh,
get
oh, my
there.
Lord. It sounds like, y'all, it's a really tough
well,
question.
Well, here you go. So we
today.
All say Kareem Hunt. The experts right now, 72% on the Rashad Penny side against San Francisco. I don't. I'm beside myself today. I am super salty. I don't know why, but it's going to make for a great show. That's all I know. Let's do another one here. This one's probably, I don't know, theoretically closer. These two guys are right next to each other, too, in terms of ECR. Damian Harris going against the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road, or Devin Singletary at home against Tennessee Titans. Who would you rather start, Derek Brown?
I'm going to go Singletary. And we just saw the Titans get ripped in half by Saquon Barkley, and no, Singletary's not him, but yeah. Yeah, this isn't a hard decision to me.
Yeah, I like Singletary, too. So this goes to you now. You have anything different here, Andrew Erickson? Are you Harris or Singletary?
I'm on Singletary because I think that Singletary is going to see a bell cow type of workload here. You look at what happened on Thursday night. James Cook fumbled. Zach Moss fumbled. And if you think back to last year, why Devin Singletary was kind of not involved in the offense during the first half of the season, he fumbled in week one. This coaching staff takes ball security really seriously. So I think they're going to be like, you know what? We trust one running back. We're not giving it to Zach Moss. We're not giving it to James Cook. We're giving it to Devin Singletary. It worked at the end of last year, and it's going to work now. So Devin Singletary, buckle up, baby.
Yeah, a 3-for-3 sweep. But again, we're in the minority. 72% of experts right now have Damian Harris ahead of Devin Singletary. Not in my rankings, not on my watch. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Let me tell you, let's go. The gloves are out today. I am ready. Wide receiver, Andrew Erickson. Let's talk to you about some guys that you want to start this week. You feel really good. Who might be in that wide receiver 3-ish group that you feel like deserve a starting spot in the lineup?
Going with Christian Kirk. He's ECR wide receiver 26. I have him wide receiver 23. I mean, the guy got paid this offseason, and unlike Allen Robinson, he delivered. 3 red zone targets, 32% target share, 91% route participation in his first game with the Jaguars. I don't know what else you're trying to ask for here. You know, he did exactly what we wanted to do. He led the team in targets in an offense that's going to throw the ball a ton. And like the matchup here against the Colts, are kind of shaping up to be one of these pass funnel defenses where you can't really run on them because they try to stop the run, and you're going to be able to throw aggressively on them. Last week, Trevor Lawrence was throwing the ball all over the rock. He should have had way more production, but he was 0-for-9 targeting Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, and Etienne in the red zone. So I think Kirk, if you add a touchdown to his production from last week, if he's just seeing the same type of volume, I think he's something that you need to start. I know that you probably drafted him as like a wide receiver 3/4. He's a wide receiver 2. Like, he should be viewed as a top 24 guy. Mm-hmm. I don't see why we wouldn't. So that's my first guy. And then my second guy here is Brandon Ayuk. So he's ECR wide receiver 34. and I have him ranked wide receiver 30. I know we talked about Ayuk last week. I was down on him. I was right because of the weather, so I won't totally take a victory lap because, you know, the weather did play a big role, because I also talked about starting Darnell Mooney. So, but the thing with Ayuk is he had an elite role. 100% of the routes run on the dropbacks in week one. Deebo Samuel, we're going to see play more out of the backfield. George Kittle is still iffy to end up playing and suiting up for week two. And even Ayuk, on the limited touches he got against the Chicago Bears, he had 47 yards on 3 touches. We were talking about this. He had more yards than DK Metcalf did. DK Metcalf had 7 targets. Brandon Ayuk only had 3 touches in the entire game, and he still almost got to 50 yards. So you have this explosive playmaker playing a wide receiver one role on an offense that we still have question marks with Trey Lance, but at least it's not going to be in torrential downpour. Like, we're going to see it play out. So I know people might be down on Ayuk because of what happened last week. I wouldn't be. Seattle's defense last week allowed over 21 yards per reception to the Broncos wide receivers. So I think they're going to give up big plays. And Brandon Ayuk, he makes big plays. So I like him as my other guy, as my top two rabbit take guys.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I mean, Ayuk was probably right behind Kareem Hunt as the most asked about player in the live stream we just did on the YouTube channel too, which I understand because I think there was excitement about Ayuk and then kind of confusion after this first week. But I don't think you could take anything out of it yet. You got to keep going to the process and see what this week brings, and then you might have a better evaluation of Brandon Ayuk. Give me a third guy at wide receiver you feel good about starting this week and why.
So it's going to be Julio Jones for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's ECR wide receiver 37. I have him wide receiver 34. He's actually moved up a little bit in my rankings as I've shifted things around a little bit, but he's going to play a big role in the Bucs offense as long as Chris Godwin is out. You know, last week in week one, he looked good, 110 air yards, and he only ran one fewer route than Mike Evans. He was efficient, 3.14 yards per route run, 19% target share. Look, Godwin's out. Russell Gage is banged up with his hamstring injury. He didn't even play a full snap share, even with Chris Godwin out of the lineup in week one. They got Julio Jones for a reason because they needed insurance, and all these injuries are starting to pile up. So by default, they got to put Julio Jones out there, and I think he's going to be productive here, especially with the matchup. You're looking at Marshawn Lattimore likely taking on Mike Evans. That may just make it easy for Brady to look at Julio Jones as he's my guy this week. So I like Julio a lot.
I think we have enough data over the years between Lattimore and Evans to make an assessment that that is a tough matchup for Mike Evans. I have Evans at 23. I have Julio at 24. Is it a hot take to think that, D-Bro, Julio Jones has more fantasy points this week than Mike Evans?
Nope. We're going to talk some more about Julio later in the show, but I'm totally with Erickson on this one. I need to go dig up. There's somewhere floating around in social media, but there's some pretty good memes about Mike Evans and Lattimore being his daddy. I got to go find those again. They're so good.
You really had me. I thought you were doing something serious for a second. Did you think that, Andrew? Like, he was like, I got to go dig up. I thought he was going to go for a stat or something. No, he was looking for some meme.
Go right
for
the memes.
Just for the memes, baby. They're so good.
But I think, you know, it's not that we're saying Mike Evans is bad. We're saying it this particular week, you have to understand where Mike Evans is compared to some of the other guys that might be in that same range. You might want to play over him, especially in those two wide receiver leagues that some people play in. Like, that's a real conversation this week. But Julio's healthy now, right, Derek? Like, now that he's healthy, this is when we got to be in on Julio before something else goes wrong with him, because historically we've seen that as well. So this is a matchup where you would think, like, okay, you've got to get Julio in that flex spot. Where do you have him ranked, out of curiosity? Because I'm higher than Erickson and consensus, but I don't know where you have him.
I've got to double check my ranks. He's probably going to end up somewhere inside my top 24, though. So
yeah, I'm right at 24. It's like he's going to end up in that range, guys. Yeah,
like low end wide receiver 2, high end 3. I'm totally in on Julio. Because we've just seen it for so many seasons and so many iterations. Mike Evans just getting boxed out by Marshawn Lattimore, like. The Saints, he's exactly the type of wide receiver that Lattimore is really good against. Somebody they can run with, get physical with, and they can't blow past him with just pure speed. So we've seen this long enough to know, like, what happens in these matchups. Yeah. Now, Julio, last practice reports I looked at, had popped up with a knee injury. We'll have to monitor that throughout the week. But how many times have we seen Julio gut it out and play well? I mean, last year, if he... We're thinking he's only got one game under his belt so far this year. then yes, I'm riding with Julio in week two.
Let's take a quick break in the action and say about Pristine Auction. Pristine Auction is the most trusted sports memorabilia auction site with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and auctions at pristineauction.com. Start at just $1 and each day there are over 1,000 autographed items available so you can win signed, authentic, signatured items at affordable prices. And just last week, an autographed Justin Herbert jersey sold for $110. What? Deals like this are happening all the time at Pristine Auction, and they have just about every player you could want, including Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and many more. Every item on Pristine Auction comes with a certification of authenticity from the industry's most reputable authenticators, and you can upgrade your collection of signed memorabilia today and get $10 off your first item when you use that promo code FANTASY, that's one word, FANTASY. Be sure to sign up now at pristineauction.com/register. That's pristineauction.com/register and use the promo code FANTASY because deals like this are happening every single day. Once again, that's promo code FANTASY for $10 off your first piece of signed memorabilia at pristineauction.com/register. And now, back to the action. Okay, let's go to some guys you want to sit at the wide receiver position. Andrew, who do you have on that list?
So my first guy is Devonta Smith, wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, ECR wide receiver 38. I have him at wide receiver 41. And I mean, it's just the lack of targets in the offense. We know they put AJ Brown in there. We knew that Brown would be the alpha of the Eagles passing attack, but to what extent it would eat into Devonta Smith, we weren't sure. Well, it made Devonta Smith basically irrelevant. Like, he went 0 for 4 on his four targets, 9% target rate per route run. So yeah, Devonta Smith is out there. Like, he's running routes. He's, you know, getting in that cardio, which you love to have, but it's not enough sometimes. Like, he has got to prove to me that he can get targets in an offense with AJ Brown in it and Dallas Goedert in it. So especially with the way that the Eagles like to operate, they're not the most pass heavy offense in the NFL. So it's one of these scenarios where there's too many mouths to feed and Smith is just kind of left holding the bag, and you can't start him with any type of confidence because Why would they go away from AJ Brown? Why would you think that, like, oh, I should start Smith this week? It's not even based on like the matchup. It's based on he's not going to get looks because of the other guys in the offense. So until he proves that he can get targets with AJ Brown, I can't put Devonta Smith into my lineup.
Fair enough. All right. Give me one more name that you do not want to run out there this week at wide receiver.
I'm going with Allen Robinson for the Los Angeles Rams, ECR wide receiver 29. My analyst rank, I have him at wide receiver 34. And I was talking about, you know,
that's where I've got it. It's exactly the same as
I
got.
I was talking about target rate per route run in week one. The lowest target rate per route run in week one was Allen Robinson. So again, going out there, getting in the cardio, baby. He had two targets, really only had one target because he had a target in garbage time in the end zone. But look, isn't it weird that all of these guys that got paid, Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, Christian Kirk, Devontae Adams, first game with their new teams, targets, 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 Allen Robinson, no targets.
You can't get targets. If Cooper Kupp is alive, no other targets exist for anyone else in that offense.
Well, Tyler Higbee says hi. As Tyler ugly as that is.
Tyler Higbee.
All the screen targets for Tyler Higbee.
Tyler Higbee.
So, look, we know that not every team always hits on their free agent acquisitions and trades. So, I mean, just looking after week one, like, who's the guy that didn't hit? It looks like it's Allen Robinson. And I know that the clips have been on social media. Oh, well, he's getting open. Like, he's fine. It's like, yeah, but that's not the point. Like, Stafford's not looking his way, especially with the offensive line having issues. Stafford is trying to get the ball out quick. He's not waiting for Allen Robinson to develop some of these routes down the field. He's looking instantly for Cooper Kupp. Like, that's where he's going. And I think the overarching problem with Allen Robinson is he's always been, when he's been productive in fantasy, it's always been because he's been the only show in town and he's been a target monster. Mm-hmm. That's not how it is in Los Angeles. Like,
no,
you were hoping on him improving his efficiency because he had a better quarterback, when his entire career, he's never been an efficient wide receiver. Now, whether it's quarterback play or not remains to be seen, but he's never thrived with efficiency. He's always needed to get targets, but maybe he's never really earned them at a high rate like we've expected or we're expecting him to, with an alpha already entrenched in Cooper Kupp. So look, we had problems with Robert Woods at the beginning of last year too,
but it corrected. And that's I guess that's the question. It's like, we saw this for like a month last year, and then Robert Woods started to get some targets and then he got hurt. Then we had Odell Beckham come in, and then Odell Beckham is very good. So, D-Bro, with that being said, do you believe that, you know, all jokes aside, that there's a correction already in week two with Allen Robinson where he is at least startable? Or are you in that mind, like, give me Ayuk, give me Jarvis Landry, give me, you know, Curtis Samuel, these guys off the waiver wire, maybe, that you feel better about starting this week until Robinson shows you that?
So the a lot of times for coaches, we don't listen to what they say. They're full of it. We don't believe it and stuff. Except when Sean McVay comes out and says, we need to feature a guy. And it happens. Mm-hmm. We saw it last year with Robert Woods. We saw it with DeSean Jackson as well. It happens. And so we've heard some of the rumblings about McVay talking about, we need to get Allen Robinson involved. So I'm not saying that I'm making a giant bull case to sit here and start Allen Robinson, because I'm not. But I think that depending on the options on your roster, it's still in the range of outcomes. Like, you probably should consider it, because I think they're going to force feed him targets this week. Now, what can he do with those targets against Casey Hayward and AJ Terrell on the outside is definitely up for debate. Mm. But I think he's going to get the target volume this week. So
yeah, it's also not a great options, corner matchup. That's a great point. It's not a great corner matchup this week. It's bad. Either, so would you, so real quick, Ayuk or Robinson?
I would go Robinson based off of target volume.
How about you, Andrew? Ayuk or Robinson?
I would go with Brandon Ayuk based on target volume.
All right. Well, let's keep playing. Let's keep playing the game. Who should I start? And let's go with two other wide receivers, two volume kind of dudes. Hunter Renfro against the Arizona Cardinals, we just talked about. Not a lot of defense happening there. Or against the Los Angeles Rams for Drake London. In a game where, you know, the Rams certainly are looking to pick up their first win. Andrew Erickson, who would you rather start, Hunter Renfro or Drake London this week?
Yeah, I debated between this for like a while. They're, of course, they're back to back in my rankings because, Joe, you just love to frustrate me with these start sit questions.
I asked the important questions.
I ultimately settled on Drake London. I picked Drake London last week, and that was correct. Okay. Over Tyler Lockett. So I'm just going to keep rolling with the rookie. I mean, he was good in his first game, you know, without coming off the injury, good. Five catches, 74 yards, led the team in target share. So I like what I saw with Drake London. And look, I just don't know with this Raiders offense. Yes, the environment for Raiders Cardinals is definitely better for Renfro to find himself in the end zone. But I mean, with Devontae there, it's just, I don't know what Renfro's target volume is going
to
be.
True. But do we really expect him to get six targets again? Like, I think Renfro's going to get more than six targets. It was fun. Don't get me wrong. But six? I don't know. I'm going to go with Hunter Renfro.
I mean, is Devontae Adams ever going to get covered against Arizona?
Because he's well,
that's
great.
Not gonna happen.
See, and their defense is horrible.
This is the thing to remember, everyone. Greatness matters. Devontae Adams is great. Whether he's a Raider or whether he's a Packer, he's great. Just like Randy Moss was great. Some guys are just great. Derek Brown, you're great, but I know you're going to say Drake London, aren't you?
No, I'm really not.
Really?
I'm going Hunter Renfro, yeah.
Wow! Yep.
I'm going Renfro. So two parts to this. Drake London is going to run 90% of his routes on the outside. I don't believe that after 1 week, Jalen Ramsey and the Long on the outside are totally cooked. They had a lot of miscommunications. It was an absolutely terrible game that they played. I think that they're going to look for a bounce back. And actually, I look at that game as being a big Kyle Pitts game. We'll talk about that later in the week. Mm-hmm. But I like Hunter Renfro a ton here. And this comes down to two things. One, they bumped Byron Murphy to the outside. Jalen Thompson covering the slot is god-awful. Hunter Renfro should eat. And Arizona, if there's one thing that they can do, they did last year, even when their cornerbacks were terrible, were dumpster fires, is they defend the tight end pretty well. So I think that if we're looking at targets are not going to go to Darren Waller, Devontae Adams, I mean, he can't get every target, right? Like, not everyone, right? Like, sometimes the car has to look somewhere else. I think Hunter Renfro has a really, really good game, and my DFS lineups this week are going to reflect that.
All right. 72% of experts agree with us, by the way, Hunter Renfro, just 28 on Drake London. Here's another fun one. Chase Claypool against the Patriots or Julio Jones against the Saints. D-Bro, who do you have in this one? Who would you rather start?
Julio!
This is not even close for me.
No,
at all. Yet it's close somehow at ECR. Really? Wait till you see. Go ahead, Andrew Erickson. Julio or Chase Claypool?
I'm going with Julio Jones because I like Tom Brady.
60% of experts are choosing Chase Claypool right now. My head hurts.
I mean, he got some carries last week. That's why.
Great.
He's great. The big slot player.
Two words. Terrific. Mitch Trubisky.
That's enough. Those are two good words. All right.
Hashtag analysis.
All right. Remember, you can go check out the Who Should I Start tool that's free over Fantasy Pros. That's what we're using. Also, something that's fun that we've got going on, and it kicked off in a big way last week in our Discord, was the touchdown contest, where you can compete against Fantasy Pros analysts. You can compete against other people who love fantasy football in our Discord. Our Discord, by the way, is enormous right now. So what you do is you go to fantasypros.com/chat. That's how you join our Discord. Now, you have to be a premium member. So remember, I talked about fantasypros.com/offers. You go there, you make the deposit, you upgrade to 6 free months of Fantasy Pros premium product. We get all the fun tools at My Playbook. And then you could also go play the touchdown contest. We're giving away a weekly $25 gift card to the Fantasy Pros store for the winners. We have monthly winners, and we've got a season-long winner that's going to get a Stephon Diggs autographed jersey. So that's pretty cool. Now, this past week, we did have a winner. I want to pop them on the show. It's Casasasa. Casasasa won. Now, I have to say it in that voice, because if I don't, I don't think I can pronounce it another way. So Casasasa, congratulations. You were the winner. And they were tied. Casasasa won on a tiebreaker. They both had Justin Jefferson, GC Hirsch 17. They were tied, but the tiebreaker went to Casasasa. So if you want to be like Casasasa and get $25 for it, go get a Fantasy Bros t-shirt, like the primer right here that D-Bro has done such a phenomenal job on, by the way. That is no small task to take that on. And Derek Brown has done a phenomenal job of that. You know, you get the hats that you can get. I don't even get a background like Andrew Erickson has on the YouTube channel, but maybe that could be available in the shop, and you could pretend to be Andrew Erickson for Halloween. That's a fun costume. But again, the touchdown contest is on our Discord. Hashtag touchdown calls channel. That's what you're looking for. That's the channel, the touchdown calls channel. So go check out fantasypros.com/chat and get involved today. Let's move and switch gears to the starts and sits at QB. Now, obviously, with Dak out, we've got to have some talks. I know some people are very worried about Trey Lance, all these things going on. So I picked out one that was close here, two guys right on the fringe of QB1. Jameis Winston, Carson Wentz. Gentlemen, Carson Wentz had a renaissance game. Boy, oh boy, a whole lot of points. He is facing the Detroit Lions, who gave up a lot of points. Then we have Jameis Winston against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. So let's start with you, Erickson, on this one. Who would you start between these two guys in a deeper league if you had to?
I'm going with Carson Wentz. So I think that the matchup is just superior against the Detroit Lions defense that got shredded by Jalen Hurts last week. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, yes, I get that they're like this pass funnel, and that's all people seem to care about. Oh, they got to throw, they got to throw. Dak threw last week, and it was awful. That's the thing. Like, Tampa Bay's defense is good. Like, you don't you need to be efficient to produce in fantasy football at the quarterback position. You need to throw touchdowns. And even last week, Jameis Winston in like the first half was doing nothing. For the first three quarters, really not doing much against the Atlanta Falcons defense. Now, he turned it around in the fourth quarter, but against this really strong Tampa Bay defense, I'm way more concerned about Winston. Whereas Carson Wentz, I mean, I liked him in some of these two quarterback formats for this exact reason. Like, his schedule to open the year was really good, and he showed against bad defenses, Jaguars week one. Yeah, I got weapons. I think that they have a matchup advantage at the offensive line position versus the Lions defensive line. I don't think that they're going to be able to put pressure on Carson Wentz. So I think that he's just going to be out there slinging it again and feeding his weapons. I mean, he's got playmakers around him. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with Wentz.
I think this narrative of, it took hold last year, and rightfully so. You could throw in the Bucs all day. It's because they had all those injuries in the secondary last year. So people forget that they were just kind of mediocre secondary. But then when you have the guys that are, you know, the third and fourth guy now playing the ones and two receivers, that's going to be a situation where you throw in them all day. That's not the case anymore. They're more middling again, but that front is very good. So I'm kind of where Andrew is. I actually want to start Carson Wentz. Derek Brown, where are you at with this pairing?
I don't think that this is at all close. And if you're reading the primer right now while you're watching this show, I went through Winston's matchups and all the cornerback matchups, and I was like trying to find the sliver of hope of how he's going to have a good game this week. And I was like, I don't see it. Like, it used to be. It used to be. So last year's Buccaneers secondary, they were trying out Pierre Desir and Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman.
It was bad. But this year, they've got Carlton Davis, they got Jamel Dean, and the one soft spot in their defense that you could always pick on every single week was Sean Murphy Bunting in the slot. That's not happening anymore. Antoine Winfield is covering the slot, and it is beautiful. Todd Bowles is like, no, you're not getting anything on us. And so, no, I'm totally off of Winston this week. I think it's going to be bad. I think the Bucs are going to steamroll them.
Okay.
As a Saints fan, that makes me sad.
We are in the minority, by the way, because Jameis Winston, 55%. We're in the upside down this week. I don't know what's going on. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Our Herb was more master of puppets.
That's all right. Let's go to the next Who Should I Start game. Let's do it a little bit lower down the trough. Let's play a little super flex here. Ryan Tannehill in his matchup at Buffalo or Baker Mayfield in his matchup at the Giants. Who would you rather start, Derek Brown?
I'm going to go Mayfield with this one. We saw enough out of Buffalo's defense. They destroyed Stafford. What do we think they're going to do with Ryan Tannehill behind a worse offensive line, and he's going to throw to Robert Woods?
Nick Akine?
It's not going to work out. No.
Well, look, I would say this. The Buffalo defense was very impressive in that first outing. They've got extra time to prepare. It's a lot going on there. Like, I think Buffalo is going to be, you know, very hyped up this game at home, the whole thing. I'm kind of with you. Is it a clean sweep for Mayfield for you as well, Erickson?
Nope. I'm going with Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
PFF's second highest graded quarterback from a clean pocket in week one. So that's something that I like. This is a very sticky stat in terms of how a quarterback performs. And you mentioned, or Debro hit on the receivers, Robert Woods, Nick Westbrook. I think you're going to see more playing time from Kyle Phillips and Treylon Burks, because those were the two leading wide receivers for the Titans in week one, and they both weren't playing full-time roles. So I think that Mike Vrabel is going to be like, you know what? We need to get our best receivers on the field, and those are the best guys that they have. So I think that we'll see it a little bit more from the passing game from Tannehill. I mean, Tannehill, even last week, got it done. You know, he still threw two touchdowns, and he was fine. So
I think it's close, to be honest with you.
I mean, that was against the Giants, though, too. If Tannehill can get it done against the Giants, can Mayfield?
I mean, maybe.
I
think Tannehill's a better quarterback than Mayfield.
Experts agree with Andrew. 70% of experts select Ryan Tannehill over Baker Mayfield. All right, let's get to the tight end position. Give me a guy that you have concerns about this week at the position, Derek.
I understand that he got massive amounts of targets, and this is not me just carrying over draft season shade, but look, you're going to put Pat Freiermuth and Mitch Trubisky up against the New England Patriots, who've been top 12 in DVOA against tight ends in each of the last 3 years. And last year, they allowed the lowest receptions and receiving yards in the NFL to tight ends.
They're missing some guys. They're missing some guys that used to be really good against a tight end. That's the only thing. Like, I don't know.
Where are these guys that could take advantage of
this with Freiermuth?
Yeah, but Gesicki doesn't play traditional tight end, though. He was a playing slot receiver.
But that even aside, guys, think about this. Dalton Schultz is going to be downgraded. Kittle's hurt already. Like, what are options you have over Freiermuth right now? Like, that's the tough one. I'd rather take my shots on the volume.
I'd play Schultz over him. You wouldn't?
I'll play Schultz.
I have Schultz handily over him.
It's not like all of a sudden, I mean, tight end went from bad to worse in 1 week. I guess
would
that's
you play two names, Joe? Would you play Gerald Everett in a possible shootout over Pat Freiermuth?
I get the allure of it, but I'm not going to. But I understand those who do. I'm not saying it's wrong to think.
What about Hayden Hurst? He's going to elevate a role.
The problem, only if T. Higgins is out. If T. Higgins is out, then one of my favorite DFS guys. And tomorrow we're going to talk about him and a lot of other things. We're talking about that Bengals defense of the DFS, by the way, streaming live 2 p.m. Eastern on our Twitter feed. Go follow us at Fantasy Pros. Derek Brown and I breaking down the slate at 2 p.m. Eastern on DFS. But Erickson, how about you? Who's the tight end that you want to fade this week in the top 10?
Well, I just want to say something about Freiermuth.
Sure.
I mean, I really like him still. I mean, I understand that from a matchup perspective, may not look that great, but I mean, tight end matchup, there's a lot of noise with those types of metrics. And I'm looking at Freiermuth's 27% target share from last week. That's insane for a tight end. Like, he was out targeting Deontay Johnson in the first half. I guess for me, it's just like, I'm just looking for targets for my tight end. And I know Freiermuth can make plays with the ball in his hands. Like, that's kind of the way I view the situation. So I'm really high on Freiermuth, and I think that he's actually like a buy low tight end for me that I think could be like an elite guy. I mean, look, he's entering his second year, and he was really good as a rookie, and I get the situation's not great, but tight ends are kind of that they can work with bad quarterbacks more than receivers can because the standard is not as high for them to produce because it's tight end and it's gross. I mean, I think Freiermuth is still like a guy that I want to try to buy. So but besides him, so Dawson Knox is the guy that I'm concerned about inside the top 12. Look, the problem with him last year was low target rate per route run. And what did we see on Thursday night? No targets, running a lot of routes, even though it wasn't even at an elite level in week one compared to what he saw last year. And there's just a lot of guys in his offense. So for me, Dawson Knox was always a guy that made it because of touchdowns last year. And yes, that's why he still should be ranked inside like the top 12 or as a guy you're probably starting because he has touchdown upside attached to Josh Allen. But I mean, there's going to be games where he just does nothing like we saw on Thursday night.
All right, let's play a little. Who should I start at tight end, Cole Kmet or Hayden Hurst? So let's say the scenario is Hayden Hurst playing with T. Higgins not playing. So let's make this a little spicier. Andrew Erickson, Cole Kmet in the volume or Hayden Hurst and the potential?
I mean, I think that's all. I think it all depends on if T. Higgins is playing or not. If T. Higgins is out, then yeah, Hayden Hurst, I'm definitely going to play over Cole Kmet.
Okay. And if not, then Cole Kmet over Hurst?
Yes.
Okay. Derek Brown, same thing for you or different?
Oh, it's so close. I'm going to lean Hayden Hurst on this one. And both of them have good matchups. I just think Hayden Hurst, last week, what we saw out of him, his snap rate was higher. His route participation was higher. I don't think that those are going to go away. And the matchup versus the Cowboys is still really good. So I'll go Hurst, although I want to say they are right back to back in my ranks.
Yeah, they're back to back for me too. You know, it's funny. Like last year, we forget there was a couple smash games at tight end for CJ with that Bengals offense too, where he was tight end one. So that stuff can happen. There's some days where even with both of those guys healthy, it can happen. So just keep an eye on that. 81% of experts think Cole Kmet over Hayden Hurst. So we shall see if that holds true. That brings us to
starts and sits of the week.
Our starts on our sits of the week, a little flex appeal as well. So my start of the week, everybody, Mike Williams, don't overreact. Let's go right back to the well.
Yes.
You've only got a couple hours here. And when this pod comes out, even to listen to me. So hopefully I'm just mentally sending this vibe out to all of you. Start Mike Williams again. If it fails again, then we can come back next week. We can all cry and moan about
fail,
it.
Joe.
If it does, we can all talk about it then, and we can really sit and give ourselves a hard conversation about life. But until then, go back to the well, start Mike Williams this week. The matchup is great. The situation could not be better with Keenan Allen out for him to have a huge game, especially after last week and what you didn't see out of him. There's going to be a correction. Come on. This is a good football team. Let's go. Let's go to your must-start player of the week, Derek Brown.
Well, apparently I didn't stare at the outline enough before we hopped on here because both of my picks or a lot of my picks are Derrickson approved. Christian
well,
Kirk,
I like
maybe.
Derrickson approved things. It's fun.
We're stamping it hard this week, man. Christian Kirk, got to start him. Have to start him. Kenny Moore, and I thought it was so funny in training camp. Kenny Moore is like holding out for a contract. I'm like, Kenny, you do realize you have to play good to get a new contract, right? Like
don't
to
tell
get
him
paid
that.
More. When you allow a 71% catch rate, 138.7 passer rating in week one, and you were amongst the worst slot corners last year in yards per snap allowed, this all means that Christian Kirk is going to eat your lunch in week two.
Fair enough. Andrew Erickson, your must-start player of week two is?
Courtland Sutton. Yes, he had 7 targets, and yes, Jerry Jeudy caught the touchdown, but who had a higher percentage of air yards in the Broncos offense? Oh, that was Mr. Courtland Sutton, 121 air yards, 44%.
Too bad you don't get fantasy points for air yards. But
yeah, but air yards are a better projector of future production than touchdowns.
I just like tweaking you. It's so easy to tweak you. It's so much fun. I care. Boy, let me tell you, you know what kind of a sad room this is going to be on Monday if Courtland Sutton and Mike Williams have bad games?
Joe, oh, all I heard was Joe's going to be going solo on the podcast. That's what I heard.
We need a stamp.
Sorry, I can't make it.
Can we get a graphic?
Oh, I got stomach.
I want a
issues.
Graphic that when you guys agree on something that comes like right over the top of that says Derrickson approved, like the big DE goes right over the top of the thing over the player. I think we need that. We're gonna talk to Chris about that. I know he's not busy at all. He can certainly have time to.
Yeah, he's got free time.
Let's get to the sits of the week. For me, I know a lot of people are not gonna like this, but it's Darnell Mooney. It's got a bad feeling about this. I don't love the matchup for Mooney with Jaire Alexander. Forget what Justin Jefferson did last week against Alexander. Okay, that's a little fluky. It's a little weird. Alexander's great. This matchup, historically, we all know how this one goes, so to speak. So until it goes a different way, let's play the law of averages and say, I'm not saying Darnell Mooney's bad. I'm saying this week, if you've got Christian Kirk, you play him. If you've got somebody else on that fringe you feel good about that you picked up on the waiver wire that's red hot with a good matchup, you play them and you just sit Darnell Mooney this particular week against the Packers. That's what I'm saying. Andrew Erickson, who is your must sit player of week two?
Zeke Elliott. I just don't see the upside in a bad offense led by Cooper Rush. He's touchdown or bust, and I don't think he's going to score. So yeah, I'm out on Zeke.
D-Bro, who are you sitting? Must sit.
Erickson talked about it earlier. When you turn a field stretching monster into a pop gun, like, guy that's getting 4.3 ADOT, 19% of the team's air yards. You can't start DK Metcalf. There's no way, man.
Let's have a fun thing. I'm going to project the line for DK Metcalf this week. 10 targets, 8 receptions. How many yards?
As long as it's under 58 and a half, I'm golden.
Love it. I'll go 30.
Oh no,
42.
48. Erickson, 42. You got a number for that
under 58 and a half.
Okay, you're just invested. All right, let's go. Flex appeal. Who's our favorite dart throw flex appeal guy? I'm gonna go with one of Derek Brown's guys last week. I like Jarvis Landry, the player. I think there's opportunity here. Michael Thomas last week had a bunch of touchdowns. Everyone's gonna be talking about him, but Jarvis Landry quietly was good. And I think he's startable this week at the flex spot. I'll tell you what, if I had Darnell Mooney and Jarvis Landry, I would consider Landry. I'm just saying, guys, like, you should think long and hard about that one. Derek Brown, give me your favorite dart throw flex of the week.
Assuming the knee is good to go, I think Brady's going to have a monster game on the back of Julio. So, look, outside of Marshawn Lattimore, the other two Saints corners are not impressive. They have Justin Evans covering the slot. Bradley Roby is terrible. So I think Julio can absolutely just crush them. Roby last year looks like he needs to go into the retirement hall, man. Like, 103 passer rating, 74% catch rate. Yeah, Julio's going to get the better of that.
All right, let's get a flex play for you here, Andrew Erickson. Who's your flex of the week?
Curtis Samuel. He had 15 opportunities last week, 11 targets, 4 carries. He's just super involved. And again, I like Wentz in this matchup. So naturally, you got to like some of his receivers and weapons. And the Detroit Lions, they can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. Like, Washington can do whatever they want. And what they did last week was throw the ball and feature Curtis Samuel. So I expect that to continue. And I expect Samuel to be productive.
Dollar store Debo. I love it.
Yeah, before we get to the time store, Debo, before we get to the listener mailbag question of the day, the other player that I think everybody's trying to figure out what to do with is Jeffrey Wilson Jr. So I wanted to hit on this. I promised people that we would on the pod today because they asked. So we're a show of the people. That's what we do here. So I know everyone's excited about him. They should be. I get it. He's probably going to get a lot of volume. Certainly has touchdown upside. He's played in this offense before. So right now, the consensus, he is RB29 on Fantasy Pros. I've got him in that similar range. I'm a little bit lower, not much. I'm at 32, so kind of in that same range. I want to talk to you guys about the situations or maybe the players you are starting him over this week. Erickson, I know we kind of touched on this in a live stream. I'll give Debra a little bit more time to think about it. But what's your scenario where you feel good about, okay, yeah, Jeffrey Wilson's the guy to start this week at the flex?
I mean, I almost kind of view him more as like an RB2. Like, I feel like there's probably mostly wide receiver.
Really?
Well, okay. I guess.
Would you play him over Zeke?
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Really?
Dude, is Dallas going to get in the red zone? Answer that question for me.
I don't know. Not much. Like,
So when San Francisco gets in the red zone, though, how do we know it's not Trey Lance or it's not the wide back? That's my worry.
We don't.
At least he's in the red zone to get a chance. Like,
that's fair.
That's a good answer.
That's fair.
That is a good answer to that question, Erickson. I like that answer.
Like last year we saw with Jeff Wilson, he had a good role. And Jimmy Garoppolo airmailed a throw from him, and then he sucked because he didn't score. So, yeah, that's how Jeff Wilson fails, is he just gets, 15 carries, 50 yards, 5 points. Like, that's it.
Debo get all the touchdowns.
Exactly. So that's totally in his range of outcomes. That's why you can't
that
rank
actually
him.
Sounds kind of like Ezekiel Elliott line, though, for this week that you just laid out, though.
Right, but he plays on a better offense, though. He is a better. Right, who has a better chance of scoring a touchdown, Jeff Wilson?
Oh, it's Wilson. It's
exactly.
Wilson.
So that's why I rank Wilson higher.
Debro, your thoughts real quick?
I mean, I'm right in line with you, Joe. Like, I mean, he's high end
RB3. Yeah, high end RB3.
I can't push him.
I'll give you an easier one: David Montgomery or Jeffrey Wilson Jr. This week.
I think you're setting me up for a layup to say Jeffrey Wilson, but I actually like David Montgomery a little bit better.
I disagree. I think it's Wilson. They're right next in my rankings, but I understand why you say Montgomery
because
definitive carry volume there, despite the fact, talk about game script not going their way.
That's it. It's because Montgomery, terrible matchup last week. We knew that was coming. We told people to sit him. We told you, San Francisco, you can't run on them. But Montgomery, the thing that I was projecting walking into the season was, he was going to lose the passing downs. That didn't happen in week one. And he has had, like, he's got over a 65% opportunity share in week one. So considering that, I think he's going to walk away with a better day, as crazy as it is to say.
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
All right, let's hit a question from our listener mailbag over on Discord. That's where we pull these from. So join our Discord today, fantasypros.com/chat. Then you can go ahead and get in the touchdown calls and all that fun stuff too. This is from Kyle K. Start sick questions. Josh Palmer or AJ Dillon? Let's do this one first because he's got two. I say AJ Dillon. What say you guys?
Dillon.
Agreed. Dillon.
Okay, yeah. That's easy. Let's not fall in love with Josh Palmer quite yet. Which two do I start between DK Metcalf, Mooney, Bateman, and Julio in the full PPR? So you got DK, Mooney, Bateman, Julio. Pick two, D-Bro.
I am going to go with Julio and Bateman.
Julio and Bateman. Erickson, how about you?
I'm going to go with Julio and Mooney because I think Mooney and Bateman are close. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you talked about sitting Mooney, but Bateman also has a tough matchup against Xavier Howard on the outside. So I get, you know, Mooney has a tougher matchup against Jaire Alexander, but Mooney's on the field on all the snaps. He's also the clear number one target in the passing game where Bateman did not run around on all the snaps for the Ravens and is not the number one pass catcher on the Ravens offense. So that's kind of my process of taking Mooney over Bateman in this particular situation.
All right, there you have it. That's the starts and the sits. Don't forget, everybody, if you want to upgrade, the way to do it, fantasypros.com/offers, make a deposit in one of our partner sites. Then you get 6 free months of Fantasy Pros premium tools in my playbook where the start sit assistant, lives to help you make all your lineup choices. And obviously, you can manage all your leagues from my playbook as well. It is a time saver. It's a game changer. And when you go premium, you can also get in that touchdown contest we have on our Discord at fantasypros.com/chat. You can tell it's time to plug me back in and let me reboot a little bit. And then for some more live stream talk and some other things going on. But man, this was fun. I can't believe it's only week two and it's already just hot and heavy in here in this show. And it is great fun. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including Pristine Auction. Head over to pristineauction.com/register and use the promo code FANTASY, that's one word, FANTASY, for $10 off your first piece of signed memorabilia at pristineauction.com/register. And check out No House Advantage, changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available. Download the app today for No House Advantage and get playing. And you can get a deposit match up to $25 when you do. So check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but where you play. Check out the primer. It's coming out in just hours away. It feels
It's already out, baby. It's
already
live.
It's already out and live.
See these bags under my eyes. It's live.
That's what that is. I thought that it was. So check that
out.
Hey,
stop, Peanut. What? Stop. What? Stop.
It's called hard work.
Is that what it is? I wouldn't.
And you notice Joe looks the prettiest on the stream. What does that say? God. What does that say?
It's the skincare regimen I have.
That's fair too. Paul wrote a fantasy. All right.
Well, that'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Derrickson, I'm Joey B. We will see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.